Good morning, John Hockenberry here with Celeste Headlee. Coming up, a survival story. Actor Michael K. Williams joins us. He's in the extraordinary movie The Road, but you may know him from the series The Wire. We're going to talk about his work and his life in just a few moments. Right now, here's a check on leading stories at 47 minutes after the hour. Police in Seattle say a man suspected of shooting dead four police officers on Sunday may be dead himself. 37-year-old Maurice Clemens has been holed up in a house with police calling on him to give himself up. Shots were fired at the house, and police now say Clemens was definitely hit. The U.S. Senate will start debating the health care bill today. Expect serious amendments and tests of whether supporters have 60 votes.
It's Cyber Monday today, one of the biggest online shopping days of the year. Stores already have had a big weekend of sales. Early numbers suggest buying over the Thanksgiving holidays was higher than last year. And a record-breaking Thanksgiving holiday at the box office. Over the past 5 days, about $278 million was spent on going to the movies. That's according to Hollywood.com. It beats the previous Thanksgiving record of $244 million that was set in 2000. Those are some of the top stories that we're following this morning.
So throughout the movie The Road, which opened last week in theaters around the country, there are small scenes of very grim survival.
I knew this was coming. This was something like it. Oh, you were the last man left alive.
How would you know that? That you were the last man alive?
Well, I guess you know it. You just beat it.
The Road stars Viggo Mortensen, Charlize Theron, and Robert Duvall. It's based on the best-selling novel by Cormac McCarthy, in which a father and a son journey to escape thieves and modern-day cannibals. And along the way, a young boy asks, who are the good guys and the bad guys in this post-apocalyptic world? Experienced actor Michael K. Williams has a gripping cameo in this survival movie, and he's used to playing characters who are a complex mix of good and bad. Michael, are you one of the good guys in this movie?
He's a good guy that makes a bad decision.
Yeah. All he's called in the script is the thief.
It's ironic because, you know, if any other one of the characters was in that situation, or any one of those people in that story was in that situation, they probably would have done the same thing. It says a lot about his character because, like you just mentioned, there's cannibalism going
on.
Yeah,
oh, it's nasty.
And the fact that he sees this little young, subtle little piece of meat laying there just totally defenseless and doesn't even touch him, just picks up the things that he feels he needs for himself, says a lot about his character.
Well, nobody does it like you, I should say. And many people know you as Omar from the hit series The Wire. Michael Williams, welcome to our studio.
Thank you.
As you mentioned there, you play this thief in the road who comes upon a defenseless little boy in the middle of all this bleakness, steals everything but leaves the boy.
Mm-hmm.
And your reward for that is to have everything stolen from you, and Viggo Mortensen and the boy reluctantly, leave you standing naked there on a cold, gray, horrible-looking road.
Yeah, you said bad decision. Good guy made a bad decision. What I see most in that scene is you get to see the boy become a man. That's the first time he challenges Papa.
Right.
And stands up for what he believes in, whether Papa agrees with it or not, and stands his ground. So, yeah.
Well, we get to see you too. I mean, that snapshot of somebody who thought he'd escaped, who then is left completely powerless and probably dead, is the kind of role I think we know you for.
I definitely want to rise to the occasion. I was in some damn good company.
You know, Viggo Mortensen,
yeah,
Robert
man.
Duvall.
And Cody. That young man is a prodigy. Expect to see a lot of great things from him, man. He's a great kid and just a dynamic thespian. But, I seem to have these moments. You know, I guess I'm drawn to darker characters than others. I don't know why I do them so well.
You come by it rightly.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's what I've heard.
I'm not complaining, that's for sure.
Well, The Road is an incredible movie. I saw it over the weekend. Really incredible, fantastic work. Let's talk about The Wire for a moment. There's a place that is bleak in a sense, but the whole motivation from the series, it seems, was to present life in Baltimore in a way that people might understand and get something good out of it. Do you feel that The Wire's bleakness on screen is belied by the sort of repercussions that the series has had?
I think The Wire is a lot bigger than a Baltimore story. I think it's an American story, and it just happened to take place in Baltimore. That story, that series is presenting itself as a voice for a lot of people that go unheard normally.
So, well, it's a social document, and a professor at Harvard has started teaching The Wire.
Yeah, Professor Ogletree.
It doesn't surprise you.
That was a big surprise. I'm not going to lie. We just came from Harvard,
right.
And I got a chance to lecture alongside Professor Wilson and Professor Ogletree. That was a real treat. But it doesn't really surprise me that it would make that type of a response, because that's what it deals with. That's what David and Ed, that was what they wanted to do from the very beginning. It wasn't just for entertainment or just to tell this what's going on in Baltimore. This is what's going on in the country, in every city.
How's your mom doing in Brooklyn?
My mom's doing fine. She's not in Brooklyn anymore. She's left the state. She's in Pennsylvania.
Well, what does she think of you lecturing at Harvard?
You really don't want to know. It's not pretty.
Really?
It's not pretty. She tells me to just smile and don't talk too much. She doesn't consider me the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Is that right? You don't get any breaks, do you?
Nah.
None.
No.
Well, that's probably good. What do you think it is about your sort of ability to connect with emotions inside of you that makes you perfect for The Wire and perfect for this tiny scene, really, in The Road?
You know, I don't know. I guess I give some of it to my upbringing. You know, I was never the thug. I was never the cool guy. But for some reason, I all my friends, they always kind of like, those were the majority of my friends who I kept were thugs and cool guys. And I think pretty much they just they allowed me to be a part of the circles because I didn't pretend to be anything that I wasn't. You know, I stayed in my lane and I just did what I could do. You know, which was I liked to have fun. I was always the life of the party, and that was pretty much it. And so I think my sensitivity that I was raised with in me, alongside what I was allowed to see and be around growing up in Vanderveer, I guess you mix those two things. I understand where these dark characters come from. You know, people might look at them at first glance and be like, oh my God, they're so frightening. I would look at them and be like, nah, they just misunderstood. You know, so I guess I have an end to both worlds.
Give us a sense of where you started and where you are now.
You know, well, on a personal level, I had no direction growing up earlier in life. Like, pretty much through my 20s, I had a real knack for just making the wrong decision. Now that I've been blessed to support myself in this business, I've gotten a little more mature, gotten, you know, more responsible with the blessings that's been given to me, and I don't want to screw this up because there is no plan B.
Right. There is no, that's great. Yeah, for me either. But you know what's puzzling to me is that, you know, there's so many people, and, you know, I live in Brooklyn. We both live in Brooklyn. I mean, you can find a lot of kind of distracted, messed up kids who want to be a star or have some sort of half-hearted plan to go on TV or to be a hip-hop artist or something. For them, the arts aren't something that pulls them together. It's something that's part of a kind of a distracted day-to-day existence. How come the arts pulled you together as opposed to just being another distraction?
First of all, that you said it right. That was the answer in your question right there. You have people who want to become a star, and then you have people who want to get into the arts. You know, I love the craft. I love the work that goes into preparing. I love the rehearsal process. I love everything about what's not sexy about the business. You know, the star aspect of it, that was like a cherry on the cake. I didn't even think that I would even, you know, but that was not on my radar to become a star. I just wanted to do something that I enjoyed doing and that I thought I was good at. It was the first thing that I found that held my attention, and I loved it.
Well, well done. And thank you for joining us, Michael K. Williams. The Road opened in theaters nationwide last week, where you can see his brief but powerful performance as the thief. And Michael, stick around. We'd like you to do some video and introduce our listeners to your mini Doberman Pinscher, Brooklyn, who's just been chilling out the entire time in the down jacket while we were talking. We'll post that video up at thetakeaway.org. Thanks so much.
And while you're at the website looking at the video with Michael, you can catch up on anything else you missed today, and you can get our podcast at thetakeaway.org. And we're asking you today, the federal program to help homeowners get mortgage loan modifications is failing, and we're getting your take on it.
Don't forget to explain moral hazard. If you make lenders take back less than they loan, what's to motivate people to lend in the future?
It's tough getting to keep your home in these times. We want to hear your story of how you're doing it. What have you done to keep the roof over your head? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org.
You know, it's interesting because how does the federal government force banks to lend?
They can't.
It's really, they can't. They really have no lever to pull. They're trying to shame them with this announcement today, but shaming is far from actually regulating.
We've shown how rarely that works on Wall Street, actually.
Yeah. Shame isn't much of an incentive for bankers. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.